Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with Sean Myers behind the glass at 412-928-9370. This is the Pomp and Joe Show, and Joe's no longer here for some reason. I have no idea where he is. But we'll continue the conversation without him, Sean, won't we?
It's kind of a weird scene here today. There's not many people working. Normally, I would think he's off talking to somebody.
So would I.
I don't know
if he had to go to the bathroom.
To.
Could he have one of those? You know, sometimes it does take some time.
Intern Dom might be here already.
Oh, part-time Joe is here. How about that? He finally showed up. Did you have to go and relieve?
Some unbelievable things happened, Bob. This Harry Callis controversy. Have you heard about this at the station?
Yes. It's just getting, it's gone way too far. Don't you think?
Well, no, actually. To make it very simple, there was a rejoin, or the beginning of the U.S. Open on Sunday started with a clip from the fan. Do you have that, Sean, anywhere? The clip from the fan? Right, Bob?
I heard it.
Yeah. So it started with Harry Callis's voice. And thus was born a controversy.
Let me tell you a little bit about Pittsburgh sports.
The biggest name in Pittsburgh sports media. Ladies and gentlemen, Nicholas Harry Callis.
Yay!
Oh, Harry.
Oh, wow.
We don't know how he does it. He doesn't know how he does it. But he's up at 5 every morning to get the sports talk day started in Pittsburgh. This is the Fan Early Morning Show with Nicholas Harry Callis on Sports Radio 93.7. The Fan.
Well, not all of that appeared on the U.S. Open, but the first part did. It was Harry Callis's voice. So that leads to people wondering how NBC got the sound. Bob, you're a veteran of these things. And to boil it down simply to this, Harry says they just grabbed it. You know, he comes on the early morning show.
Is that possible? I'm just curious.
Well,
Is that possible?
I'll ask you in a minute. Harry does come on the early morning show, and he does say sometimes, and nobody else does, Pittsburgh's hometown sports station. So all that's right. A receipt in his favor. The controversy became, wait, did NBC contact anybody here or just lift the audio? And if they contacted somebody, was it Harry? And was he selfish and just wanted his voice to be on there? Why didn't he pass it up the food line here? Why didn't he tell Craig Riley? Why wasn't it your voice, Bob, which would have been my choice? Why wasn't it Crowley or Pony? Why wasn't it somebody else's voice? So Harry was accused of manipulating this to his favor. Others have said, yeah, NBC probably just went in and grabbed it. Mike Florio, who works for NBC, was on with the PM guys yesterday and told them in his experience, NBC never takes a piece of audio without asking for it first. And Mike said firsthand, when they've used my stuff, they call me. Bob, you're in the TV business. What do you think happened here?
Well, first of all, I do think it is protocol, and most national television networks will reach out. In our case, what typically happens is CBS Sports will call or leave a message or an email. They do it that way. Hey, we need help with this. Do you have any idea of where we can get this kind of information?
Right.
We're looking for something to set up. So protocol-wise, that's normally what happens. And if, they talked about that yesterday, I would not be surprised if that was the case. The case then becomes, who was contacted?
Well, let's stop right there. You by virtue of what you're saying, are indicting Harry Callis, as a lot of people.
I'm not doing anything. All I'm doing is I'm asking the question, if they reached out, who did they reach out to?
You said it's protocol to reach out, and you said I would not be surprised if they reached out.
Right. But then the question is, to whom?
Well, only to Harry. I mean, that's if they reached out.
Has anyone talked to Craig Riley?
Craig Riley yesterday seemed to indicate to me that he believes NBC may have just seized it, and they're okay with that here, of course, because it's great publicity for us, right?
Can we call NBC and get an answer?
Well, can you? That's
just the question. I think you want to get this over with. It's dragging on and on and on.
Yeah, but there's more twists and turns, and now we have two very prominent media people here, Sean, in Mike Florio and Bob Pompeiani, seeming to indicate, not directly accusing, but framing Harry Callis as the guilty one.
First off, just excuse me. Here's the clip, just so that everyone knows. This is the start of they were like returning from a commercial, and they used this at the U.S. Open on Sunday.
Good morning. This is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Pittsburgh's hometown sports talk station.
And then it went into Michael Keaton talking.
Yeah, right
now,
I don't doubt that that's legit. That it happened on that 5:40 show, whatever he does.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think he staged it in any way.
No, not at all.
So it's there. The question is, how did they find it? That's the question.
The question, it sure is.
Callis is firing back. He told me this morning, this is no joke, because I don't know how serious Callis and Dom and all those people are about some of these arguments. He said he is looking into legal representation.
No, he's not.
That's what he told me.
Listen.
Stone-faced
for
this morning.
For what,
though? For what? No, that's not
defamation?
Happening.
Defamation? No. Is that what we're talking about? I mean, what are we
talking
about?
Listen, I saw Harry Callis, believe it or not, lives on my street right here in Greentree, Bob. And I can honestly say we moved in 06 when Harry was 8 years old. I didn't know he existed until I taught him at Waynesburg.
Wow.
I've never seen Harry on the street in all the years I've lived there until yesterday. I took a little walk around the block.
Searching him out?
No, not at all. Circa 6 p.m. There's Harry with his new girlfriend, Jada, emptying out Harry's cars. He has multiple cars. He has three cars. Did you know that?
No. Why?
Good question. I'm not sure. I think he likes to collect cars. So she's getting ready to move, apparently. The garage is stacked from the floor to the ceiling. I don't know what's happening in the Callis household. Maybe some hoarding going on, Bob. I don't know. Probably out of turn to even mention it. But Harry is absolutely not bringing, he's not suing anybody here, Bob. That's not happening.
No, that's an overreaction to something.
Now, I wouldn't say the whole thing's a put on from my private talk with Harry. People believe that Harry put himself above his teammates here. There are people at this station who believe that. And when you follow what you're saying, what Florio's saying, general protocol, Harry would have a hell of a case if this were in front of a jury. A hell of a case to make. Like, he wouldn't have a great case.
He would have to represent himself,
yeah.
Probably, right?
Yeah.
Listen, again, to me, this is just a bunch of...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stuff that happens. It's fun to talk about.
Would you be mad if somebody did this?
I really don't care, to be honest. If someone took audio from it, didn't matter. I would like to know.
Would you be mad if one of your teammates, when you had a chance to be the voice of the U.S. Open, put themselves in front of you?
No, I mean, it depends on if they called and I wasn't there. And
what if Richie Walsh did it?
So be it. If he works there, it's not like we're teammates down there. If there was some audio that fit and they contacted the people, it didn't matter who they chose and they didn't care who they chose. They just wanted the audio. Who cares?
That's another question. If Harry did it, did he do anything wrong? Who was on the phone there, Sean?
A caller who said that you would do the exact same thing that Harry Callis did. And
me personally?
Yes. Or? He said you're jealous because you would do the same thing and get your voice out there. That's how you move up in this.
Maybe.
Industry.
Maybe I would, Bob.
I don't think you would.
Listen.
I mean,
you've raised an entirely new question. If Harry did it, did he do anything wrong? If I was Harry and I get an email, NBC, hey, we want to use you guys coming, at the top of the show.
Especially if they ask for something like, hey, we need somebody to set up a station.
I might say yes. And boy, do I have the clip for you, Bob, and it was me.
I just wonder how they would know to contact him via email specifically.
Yeah, that's the biggest question for me, is who did they
contact? Producer of the Fan Morning Show.
Yeah, but don't they normally go, again, I'm only experiencing what we do. We normally get stuff that goes to our news director.
Yeah.
He then decides what happens.
Are there little books out there? There used to be when I covered the NHL, of every single person who works and anybody who's in charge of something at a given media outlet. This is your sports editor, this radio station, here's your producers.
There has to be multiple producers, right?
Right.
On that list.
Yeah. Including.
And I would think then that NBC would group text them all or group email them all and say, hey, if any of you guys have access to this, please let us know. So I can't believe they would immediately just email him specific, right? That doesn't seem like you're picking.
Yeah, you're right about that. He is right about that, Sean. Do you agree?
Yeah, I don't know that there's any scenario where somehow they realize the only person we need to contact via email is Nicholas Harry Callis.
Right. Normally it would go to an entire
Callis story.
If they heard his melodic voice and said, this is the voice that we want.
Maybe.
I mean, whatever. I don't know.
I'll tell you this much, Bob. They use the best possible clip because Harry does say he can be a little wordy sometimes. He does say 93.7 The Fan, Pittsburgh's hometown sports
station.
That's
what they were clearly looking to, because the first line out of Michael Keaton's mouth is, let me tell you about my hometown.
Right. And so
if they were looking for that word.
Yeah. If you're Craig Riley and you had a chance, our boss, you had a chance to choose which little intro you would use. Now, maybe I'd go with your voice. But that's the best intro you could get on The Fan, is Harry saying all
especially
that.
Especially if they had a pre-written for Michael, because Michael Keaton's just, all he did was probably read what somebody wrote, or he wrote it himself, and they saw it and said, hometown, we need a hometown
or
station.
Harry Callis wrote it for him.
Good morning, this is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Pittsburgh's hometown sports talk station.
Let me tell you a little bit about where I grew up.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Hometown,
because the world might have changed a lot over the years. But the DNA of Western Pennsylvania.
It was let's say this. It was a very well done opening.
I loved it.
I thought it was terrific. And to get Michael Keaton to do it was terrific.
So all's well that ends well. Harry's off the hook. That's how I feel.
I mean, me too. I'm beyond this now. I think it's becoming a little bit too too much. He said this. I don't.
Is Harry guilty or not? Is he off the hook for you, Bob?
I don't look at it as guilty or not guilty. They wanted something. They got it. I'd like to know where the email came, though. They would not do that.
Here's one thing
that I do not believe.
Yeah.
I do not believe they just start scouring through a bunch of stuff at this Odyssey station. You know what I mean? I don't think they go.
Sound, you mean?
Yeah, just looking for it. It could take all day to get what they're exactly looking for. Somebody had to request. To me, this is what I would think. Somebody had to request specifically what they were looking for.
Ooh.
That's the only thing I would say.
All right.
And I would have.
So you're
again,
not letting Harry off the hook.
I don't
here.
Think it's I'll that big of
that.
A deal, whatever. Yeah. What I'm saying is normally in these situations, we get an email that's sent to the news director
right.
who then copies all of us.
Yes.
And then we will find something that fits whatever they need. I don't know where that went here because.
All right. I'm letting Harry off the hook. Bob clearly is not. Sean,
what
are
do you mean
you?
I'm not? I'm just. Here we go. What are we doing now?
I gave you a chance just to end it and say he's
care.
Off the hook. And
I
you
think
said,
it's
yeah,
much ado about nothing, and I think this
from.
Thing is dragged on for an entire week for no
yes,
reason.
Because there's new layers every single day, and now Harry is threatening legal action.
Oh.
And he put out a statement.
Okay, well, that's also a little over-the-top reactionary. Point is, All I want to know, one question could be answered.
Yes.
Where, how did this...
Merely by raising it, you're implicating
Harry. I just
Harry.
Want to know where the
you're
email
indicting
came. Somebody
Harry.
Had to
yes.
do it, because I do not believe, because I know our CBS people at CBS Sports, they would never go through all the stuff we do. They'd
right.
specifically
I
ask
know.
For something.
Yes. I think Callis is saying that there was no email as far as he knows.
Well, then how would he know to do this? And
I think he's saying they literally were just tuning in
okay.
one morning when he was doing his
Well, that would be that very show. Unusual protocol for NBC. Is he off the hook for you, Harry? I mean, Sean?
He is a very quirky, bizarre fellow, but I don't know him to be a liar. So if he is flat out saying something, I'm going to believe him, although
yeah.
it does seem a little unusual.
Everybody indicts
him. The only thing I want to know.
Somebody, nobody can give Harry a clean bill here.
I do not think NBC would waste their time, because they have a lot of things going on, and
yeah.
that's a big production. They're not going to sit there and start going through every single audio clip they could find to find the perfect thing they were looking for.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.